Advertising your business with GCN is simple, effective,
and more affordable than you might think.
Visit advertise.gcnlive.com for more info.
USA Radio News with Chris Barnes.
The U.S. House today will begin a formal process which could lead to the impeachment of President Trump. The House Rules Committee will meet to determine the scope of the current impeachment inquiry, and the full House would then vote on a resolution concerning the inquiry tomorrow. Republican House Minority Leader Kevin McCarthy says,
"There is nothing impeachable about this, so why are they dragging us through this once again with..."
Firefighters in Southern California bracing for historic winds today. Most of the region under a red flag warning. Winds will gust to about 80 miles an hour, and they're only going to fan the fires which are burning, including a huge one near L.A. now. Northern California also feeling winds which are fanning flames of the Kincade Fire, which has now burned 115 square miles. This is USA Radio News.
Well, look who's home. How was your day, hon?
Stressful, exhausting.
Lay down on me and we'll talk about it.
Oh, Purple Mattress. You know how to support me.
Hey, I'm just a mattress doing my job.
You're more than that. You're a Purple Mattress. Who cares about a bed with numbers when I have your Purple Grid to comfort my body's pressure points? And forget memory foam. Your non-toxic, hyper-elastic polymer minimizes heat, keeping me cool and comfortable the whole night through.
If you're happy, I'm happy. But you do have up to 100 days to return me for a full refund.
And give up the best night's sleep I've had since I learned to walk? No way. You're the only one I want to come home to, Purple Mattress.
You too can come home to a Purple Mattress by texting SHIP to 84888. And now for a limited time, receive a free Purple product with your order when you text SHIP to 84888. That's keyword SHIP to 84888.
Message and data rates may apply. Please do not text and drive. See purple.com for terms and conditions.
The nation's economy growing a bit more than expected by analysts during the third quarter. The Commerce Department says it grew at an annualized rate of 1.9% from July through September, stronger than the 1.6% rate economists had predicted. Chicago public school students are missing a 10th day of classes today as teachers are mulling over a latest contract offer from the city. Union leaders do say they believe there's a chance a tentative deal could be reached by the end of today. A huge change when it comes to college sports. The NCAA changing its mind about players getting endorsement money.
The NCAA board did an about-face and voted unanimously to go along with California and allow college athletes to make money from sponsorships and endorsements.
But do that in a way that's consistent with the collegiate model of sports.
A number of other states were following California's lead.
Reporter Wendy King, and this is USA Radio News.
Friends and family, I've told you about the great sleep I get with my MyPillow every night. Well, right now, you can get a great deal and extra safety. Because if you go to MyPillow.com, click on the radio listener special, get their buy one, get one free offer on the MyPillow premium pillow. Your 60-day money-back guarantee goes all the way through March 1st, 2020. That's now through December 25th. When you go to MyPillow.com, click on the radio listener special and use my promo code USA.
We told you earlier in the newscast about GDP growth. Also today, a report on America's private employers adding 125,000 jobs this month, and that's more than economists had expected. The experts polled by Dow Jones had forecast around 100,000 new jobs, but ADP reports medium-sized businesses added 64,000 alone in October. The number of new jobs in September, though, was revised down from 135,000 initially reported to 93,000. Vermont Senator Bernie Sanders is now holding a slight lead over Massachusetts Senator Elizabeth Warren in the latest poll of Democratic voters in New Hampshire. The new CNN poll, which was conducted by the University of New Hampshire, finding 21% of likely voters in that state supporting Sanders in the 2020 White House race, 18% support Warren, Former VP Joe Biden coming in third with 15%. And it's arguably the most exciting phrase in the professional sports world, a deciding game seven. It's coming up tonight in the World Series after the Washington Nationals 7-2 victory over the Houston Astros in game six of the series last evening. The game again in Houston, so Washington will attempt to complete a road sweep. And remember, we're online at usaradio.com. And for USA Radio News, I'm Chris Barnes.
Are you prepared for the upcoming season? Get immune support you can really count on. Quantum Nutrition Labs has three key players for optimal immune support on special. One-of-a-kind, all-natural, vegan vitamin D3 and K2. Garlic Complex with its high, concentrated amounts of allicin. And all-natural, plant-sourced vitamin C. Buy two bottles, get the third one free. Call 888-588-7578. That's 888-588-7578. Or visit us online at QNLabs.com. That's QNLABS.com.
Hi, I'm Dr. Bob Marshall, PhD, host of Healthline. Tune in to get your questions answered and hear the latest breakthrough information for you and your family. Our product line, Quantum Nutrition Labs, delivers what others only promise, nutrition that really works.
Are you ready?
Yeah.
Okay, let's do it. Bill Martinez Live, a program about current events, our culture, our values, our politics, and our future. And now, Bill Martinez.
6 minutes after the top of the hour, Bill Martinez here. For more information on the show, you can go to BillMartinezLive.com. James Herson, New York Times bestselling author, media and legal analyst, is with us right now. Mr. James, how are we doing, buddy?
Doing great. It's a historic period in the history of our country. We have a very clever commander-in-chief.
Without a doubt.
Really pulled the wool over the eyes of the media and over his enemies and did something, scored an incredible victory with great, great risk, I might add. A lot of people aren't talking about that. Can you imagine, had this been a Jimmy Carter-like invasion?
Oh, Lord.
Can you imagine if it had failed, which, you know, you're talking about eight choppers. Mm-hmm. It easily could. What the media and the left would to do to the president, how much of a political risk he took, nobody's talking about that.
Well, and on top of that, James, he didn't call Nancy Pelosi, didn't call the Democrats. He took the bullet all and the responsibility all upon himself. Now, I understand because of the vitriol and all the leaking and everything, and in part, you can't blame him for not wanting to, share it with the Democrats who have kind of proven not to be good allies here on behalf of the American people. But the media doesn't want to talk about that. They're kind of, tiptoeing around the edges a little bit. Maybe give them a couple more days, and then they're going to really bite down hard on it. But you can tell because of the victory, and this is an awesome victory that our military was able to execute on behalf of the American people as well as our neighbors and allies there in the Middle East.
Yeah, now you mentioned about the leaks and about the president not disclosing it to the Democrat leak machine.
Mm-hmm.
Here, what is fascinating about this is that we're now hearing in all quarters of the press corps people who are indignant because they didn't know a thing. They were able to, the president's team was able to keep this tight as a drum. Now, what does that say? Mm-hmm. Where are all these officials who are always leaking? And I put officials in quotes.
Mm-hmm.
Always leaking to the Washington Post, New York Times, CNN. You know what? There were no leaks. You know what that means to me? Those officials either don't exist, and they've been lying about their existence, which is very possible, or there are officials who have been leaking lies.
Yes.
Because when the president wants to, he can stop the leaks. He seals it up. This was a very big operation there had to be a pretty good amount of White House people that knew. They misdirected the press by having Mike Pompeo go to Kansas.
Right.
Some would say, and I believe it's true, Trump misdirected the entire world and the press by his so-called withdrawal from Syria. We pulled 50 people out. And you know what's amazing is Donald Trump is able to make his enemies destroy themselves. In addition to his enemies, a.k.a. ISIS, I'm talking about his political enemies, because look at what the press has been cornered into. They are now defending ISIS.
Yes.
Isn't that amazing? And so is Schiff and Pelosi. They're defending, they're defending one of the most despicable human beings to ever live. This is a mass murderer, a rapist, a torturer. This man is the, you know, in the class of despicableness, he is right there on top. They named the mission after Kayla Mueller. Kayla Mueller was this beautiful Christian girl, beautiful in every way. She is a martyr for her faith, and that was held as a sex slave by this guy until he had her murdered. And it sends just a really brilliant and powerful message to people that ISIS was trying to recruit, that if you, that you too can die like a dog, whimpering and crying.
That was great too, because you know, without courage and in the fetal position, you know, just and then on top of that, you're going to take three of your kids with you.
Yeah.
You're holding them as a shield. I mean, how cowardly is that?
Well, yeah, exactly. It fits with this man's sickness, evil approach to living. And it's also very important, that's what part of the press, because they can't report on this without trying to find an angle to hurt Trump. So what can they do? So Trump gave it to him when he talked about Baghdadi dying like a dog and whimpering and crying and coward, as opposed to Obama when Osama bin Laden was killed. Obama said, well, he was buried at sea with the dignity of a Muslim, and blah, blah, blah. And that's why the Washington Post portrayed this mass murdering terrorist, torturer, rapist as an austere scholar.
Yeah, I know.
They've changed.
Some religious scholar, you know, really.
Which shows that, you know, how depraved the media has gotten in their incredible lust to maintain the status quo and hatred for Donald Trump. But the fact is, ISIS was very good at using the social media, very good at propaganda, which is part of the way they grew. They showed themselves as fierce and warriors who would cut people's heads off and be cruel at a moment's notice, who would burn people alive.
Exactly. Yeah.
And they needed to be countered. And I tell you, the military people I know, and I think military people all over the world, are applauding this president for the strong words he used and for countering the ISIS cruel propaganda. And this, and you know, there's going to be, I mean, we cut the head off a snake, so this snake's going to grow a new head.
But exactly.
This guy was their inspiration. He was the cult leader. It is a huge get for the military, and it obviously took a long time to plan, and I believe the Syrian pullout was part of the misdirection.
Exactly. I agree. I think that's good insight there. James, what did you make of them bringing back DNA of Baghdadi to make it conclusive?
I think they have to. With knowledge, and the guys at the Pentagon are very smart. Number one, they want to confirm it in every possible way. We have such good biometric technology today, mm-hmm. they had confirmed that they were conclusively sure that this was Baghdadi. But the idea of bringing back, and I brought back body parts, but to do that because they know that the enemies of this administration are would say or do anything if there was any doubt right. about the identity. And if and
yeah, they didn't say anything with Osama bin Laden and Barack Obama, did they?
You know, and Obama wasn't criticized for his, really, it was inept the way he treated that.
Got to go to break. More from James Hurston after this.
Most of you know that heart disease is the number one silent killer in the U.S. What if I told you for just $54.95 a month you could fight against heart disease naturally? At Heart and Body Extract, we've been helping thousands of people get back to a healthier heart. Don't just take my word for it. Check out all of the success stories at hbextract.com. Or to order, call 866-295-5305. That's 866-295-5305. hbextract.com. Don't risk it when you can take charge of it.
Are you over 50? Would you like to get up to 33% more income in retirement? Then call now for this free book, Annuity Do's and Don'ts for Baby Boomers, from a leading financial firm on maximizing your income in retirement. That's right, free. This free book reveals little-known truths about annuities in simple-to-understand terms that will help you make the right choices before buying an annuity. And it's free. As a bonus, we'll also throw in a free annuity rate report summarizing the rates and benefits from financially strong insurers. That's right, Annuity Do's and Don'ts for Baby Boomers and Annuity Rate Report, both absolutely free for calling today.
800-932-1789. 800-932-1789. 800-932-1789. That's 800-932-1789.
Producers have the appropriate licenses for the products they offer. Increased income is possible using strategies suited to your goals and may require buying multiple annuities and holding them full term.
Hunters, anglers, campers, and survivalists, get back to nature. Expand your horizons with the highest quality, most versatile, unique slingshots and sling bows on the market at slingbow.com. Slingbow products are compact and models start from just $17.98. They're perfect for your bug-out bag or storing in your vehicle. Give yourself and your loved ones the excitement and tradition of slingbow, a new frontier in archery and truly modern twist on this primitive survival tool. Feel the thrill only at slingbow.com.
Posting your job opening to an online job search site is like drinking from a fire hose. You get more resumes than you know what to do with. Robert Half is the better way to hire. Our candidates are interviewed and custom matched to your exact hiring requirements. Quickly, satisfaction guaranteed. So what you need is just what you'll get. Robert Half, the experts in accounting, finance, IT, legal, marketing, and administrative staffing. Learn more at roberthalf.com.
Looking for high-speed internet where you live but are out of reach of cable and fiber options? Look no further. High-speed internet is now available in your area. As your local authorized HughesNet retailer, Whole Home Connect makes it easy to get the high-speed internet you need with blazing fast speeds, unlimited data with no hard data limits, with built-in Wi-Fi for as little as $2 a day. Act now and for a limited time, get free standard installation and free equipment with HughesNet from Whole Home Connect. You'll enjoy internet service that lets you do more of everything you want to do online, like shopping, surfing, and staying in touch. Call Whole Home Connect and see for yourself why HughesNet is America's number one choice for satellite internet.
800-696-6902. 800-696-6902. 800-696-6902. That's 800-696-6902.
Dan Perkins here with your songs and stories for soldiers, veterans tip of the day. Did you get a flu shot last year? If you answered no, you don't have an excuse this year. The VA and Walgreens have teamed up to make flu shots free for veterans. Here's your veterans tip of the day. Protect yourself by getting a flu shot at Walgreens for free. Protect yourself. Get a flu shot. Last year, 80,000 Americans died from flu. The life you save just might be your own. This is Dan Perkins with your songs and stories for soldiers, veterans tip of the day.
You
didn't think they'd get away with it, did you?
Oh, you needn't worry. I trust your taste implicitly. Thank you.
Bill Martinez, live.
Fresh and independent, just the way you like to hear from us. I'm Bill Martinez. James Hurston continues with us, best-selling author, media, and legal analyst right here. James, as we were wrapping up the whole situation with al-Baghdadi, leave it to Donald Trump. I mean, even though the media tried to criticize him, they knew in their hearts of hearts. I mean, you could play this either way, but Donald Trump really played this brilliantly, as you say, with all the consternation about us, leaving the Kurds and allowing, Russia to come in. He doesn't talk to the Democrats, but yet he does have to have a conversation with Putin and the Russians and say, hey guys, don't shoot us down. We're coming in. We've got a mission, and to let them know where we were at, because the last thing we wanted was some sort of interaction between us and the Russians or the others, whether it's Iraq, because we had put everybody, we left Iraq, we came out of Iraq on that mission, so they had to be aware of what was going on, Turkey certainly as well, and Syria, that we were coming in on this mission. But they're all grateful that we took out the number one ISIS leader.
Absolutely. And look, when the president, in his press conference when he announced this, when he thanked the Russians, I could basically see in my mind's eye Rachel Maddow's head exploded.
Adam Schiff's neck snapped in two. The pencil neck.
And that shows Trump could care less about these, the idiots at MSNBC or Adam Schiff, the lying, leaking Adam Schiff. He could care less about them. He cares about this country, and it was the right thing to do to have cooperation. And this is the way, it's actually what Henry Kissinger called real politic. Mm. You cannot look at the world and the complex calculus of the world and just say, we're not going to talk to this guy. We're not going to work with this guy. We worked with two countries that we have had complex relationships with, Russia and Turkey. Turkey happens to be a NATO ally, and Russia is a very important player on the world stage. And both of them hate ISIS.
Yes.
So it's only smart when we're engaged in a battle to snuff out the remnant of ISIS. And what do these never-Trumpers look like now? The ones that whined and screamed about the 50 advisors that were pulled out of Syria, they saw an opening where they could attack and say, we were right all along. Meanwhile, by the way, their argument was, he's going to let ISIS come back.
Yes.
Meanwhile, the administration, headed by Trump, were working on a plan to cut off the snake's head.
Mm-hmm.
It's rich.
Well, James, the other thing that came out was John Durham's announcement that his investigation has become a criminal investigation. You heard a lot of knees knocking. We could hear it across the country from Washington, D.C., and you saw all these guys. I mean, all you had to do was see them hitting the speed dial to their lawyers. They're all lawyering up.
Yeah, they were. No, and then predictably, all of a sudden, we had Senator Warner, Mark Warner, Democrat senator, and Adam Schiff calling, it's laughable, calling for William Barr to recuse himself.
Oh,
and of course, there's this segments of the media coming along, coming up with crazy, attenuated, ridiculous arguments why William Barr should recuse himself. And I'm sure behind the scenes they said, let's try it. It worked with Jeff Sessions. Maybe it'll work. The fact is, John Durham is another one. We have had very little information. There's not leaks coming out. We don't know whether a grand jury is impaneled or not. we did hear this thing that it's become a criminal investigation. That's probably the most significant story we've had. Durham's been on this for months.
Mm-hmm.
And I don't think Adam Schiff knows what's going on more than anybody else. Bill Barr does. Mm-hmm. But for him or for Warner to be asking for Bill Barr to remove himself, to recuse himself, it's just a Hail Mary desperate attempt, as is, by the way, my view, the entire Ukrainian conversation impeachment inquiry is a desperate Hail Mary to distract from what is an emerging scandal that's been set forth in many books by great authors. That is the worst scandal in American history, the story of how intelligence and law enforcement was weaponized politically against a person running for president, and ultimately even after he became president, and was done so by a partisan president in the previous administration who refused to have a transition. Refused. His definition of a transition of power was to undermine and begin a coup against his successor.
Interesting that it was the very thing, James, that Hillary Clinton brought up in the debate, right? That we have traditionally been known for the peaceful transition, you know, from one administration to the next. Okay, so we had some clowns taking off the W's off of typewriters when, you know, W took over for Clinton, you know, leave it to the Clintons to kind of, you know, just move people's cheese and have some fun. But this is beyond the pale to this degree, to totally supplant the whole process and to effectuate a coup. And this is, without a doubt, I don't know how you remove it from the offices, you know, from the Oval Office, James.
I'm not sure, but you know, obviously, it's in the hands of Bill Barr and John Durham to send a message.
And but are the people going to be ready for this? I mean, this is, you talk about the ultimate crisis, James. When you're talking about, this is the worst thing that you and I have ever experienced in our lifetimes. This kind of weaponization, this kind of abhorrence and ignorance for the rule of law, the absolute disobedience of it, and rank attack on a incoming president and his administration. We've never seen anything like this. Can the people handle what the impact of this will be?
It's hard to imagine. The problem, of course, is that we have a corrupt press that won't cover it. But if the word really gets out to the American people, I think it's really going to make the Democrat Party a minority party nationally for decades to come, which they deserve.
Right.
Because this is engineered by political Democrats holding office, headed by President Barack Obama. And the media puts a bubble around President Obama. He cannot be attacked. He cannot be criticized. Even though he's one of the worst presidents we've ever had, his track record is dismal. Mm-hmm. He's held up in esteem because of his historical significance. And that's the big impediment, if you will. But people like James Comey and James Clapper,
Brennan,
mm-hmm. and possibly Susan Rice and Loretta Lynch, as you said, they all hit their speed dial. They're all lawyered up. And I think, I don't know if they'll ever spend time in actual prison, but they're many of them are likely to be indicted. Mm-hmm. The problem is, you know, can we really get a jury to convict them in Washington, D.C.? I don't know.
Well, and we'll still continue to pay for their retirement. That's the sad part of this. And this goes, you named a couple, but, you've got to bring Hillary into play here as well.
Hillary, Strzok and Page. Strzok and Page, we now have reports that there's evidence, and it's from Tom Fitton and Judicial Watch, that Strzok and Page altered a 302, in essence, fabricated evidence
Wow.
Against General Michael Flynn.
James Hurston, we got to leave it there. Look forward to continue the conversation with you as always. New York Times bestselling author, media and legal analyst right here on Bill Martinez Live. Thank you, James.
All right. Great, Bill.
Now that the Fed has cut interest rates by 0.25%, chances are you're paying too much for your mortgage or those high-interest credit cards. Well, my friends at Network Capital Funding can show you an immediate and smart way to save big money on those monthly bills. In fact, their clients have been saving an average of $528 a month and improving their FICO scores. Imagine what you could do with an extra $6,300 a year. So what are you waiting for? Call Network Capital Funding now, 800-700-8068. We're a direct lender, so there's no middleman and no wasted time. The process is uniquely fast, simple, and secure. These are the best rates we've seen in 10 years. So now is the time to save. Call the experts at Network Capital Funding, 800-700-8068. That's 800-700-8068. Not licensed in all states. NMLS ID number 11712. Visit NMLSConsumerAccess.org. Licensed by the California Department of Business Oversight under the Finance Lender Law number 603D78. An equal housing lender subject to credit approval.
USA Radio News with Chris Barnes.
The U.S. House today will begin a formal process which could lead to the impeachment of President Trump. The House Rules Committee will meet to determine the scope of the current impeachment inquiry, and the full House would then vote on a resolution concerning the inquiry tomorrow. Republican House Minority Leader Kevin McCarthy says,
there is nothing impeachable about this, so why are they dragging us through this once again with...
Firefighters in Southern California bracing for historic winds today. Most of the region under a red flag warning. Winds will gust to about 80 miles an hour, and they're only going to fan the fires which are burning, including a huge one near L.A. now. Northern California also feeling winds which are fanning flames of the Kincaid Fire, which has now burned 115 square miles. This is USA Radio News.
There's no question you need omega-3s. But which form should you take? Fish oil or krill oil? Scientists have debated this for years. Luckily, there's a new solution to satisfy everyone. It's called Krill Omega 50 Plus. It combines ultra-pure fish oil and joint-soothing krill oil together in just one tiny pill. It's so powerful, it can promote the health of your heart and your arteries. And if that wasn't enough, it can also boost your joint comfort in just days. We're so sure Krill Omega 50 Plus will work for you, we'll even send you a free bottle to put to the test. The debate is over. It's not fish oil or krill oil. It's both. And now it's free. Just pay $4.95 for shipping and claim your free bottle. Call now. 1-800-399-6392. 1-800-399-6392. That's 1-800-399-6392.
Bill Martinez.
He's been known to cure narcolepsy just by walking into a room. His organ donation card also lists his beard. He's a lover, not a fighter. But he's also a fighter, so don't get any ideas. He is the most interesting man in the world.
Stay listening, my friend. Bill Martinez Live.
Hey, we're back with you, America. It's always great to have you along with us, sharing a part of your day. For more information on the show, hey, BillMartinezLive.com, that's where you want to go. All the information is right there for you. You know, each October we recognize National Get Smart About Credit Day. The reason we do that is to teach people like ourselves, especially young people, because we're especially young at heart still even, how to use credit wisely to improve our financial well-being. Well, to mark the holiday, CreditWise conducted a survey to better understand people's perceptions, attitudes, and behaviors around credit and the impact credit has on their financial well-being. Well, with us today, with the results of this new research and everything you need to know about healthy credit habits, is Chris Gatz, the head of CreditWise. Chris, always good to have you with us. How you doing?
Good morning, Bill. I'm doing great. Happy to be here.
Hey, good to have you here talk about something that, hey, sometimes we take for granted, but with a little bit of wisdom, it can go a long way, can't it?
That's absolutely right. And, you know, National Get Smart About Credit Day may not be as popular as Thanksgiving or the 4th of July, but I would make the claim that it's every bit as important to your listeners, and it's a great thing for everybody to know more about their credit so that they can really own it and continue to monitor and improve it.
Well, this CreditWise survey that you conducted, and of course the National Get Smart About Credit Day, boy, I'll tell you, the way this has come together has been brilliant. But hey, tell us about this survey.
Well, we just recently got the results back in from the survey, and we found several things. The first thing was probably not a big surprise, and that's that finances are a big stressor for our respondents. And we found that it was the biggest stressor in their lives, more so than politics, work, or family.
Mm.
However, what was really great to hear was that our respondents were optimistic about their future.
Mm.
Over 40% said that they expect to be better off financially a year from now, while only 10% thought they would be worse off. So we were really thrilled to hear that optimism in our users.
And I would say that's a good highlight. Go ahead.
Mm. Yeah, the other thing that we found was that while the users were optimistic, they were looking for more information. And only 16% were very familiar with how to improve their credit score. And that's why I'm here today, to talk about CreditWise.
Well, that's great. So why, going back to the original premise here, and that is the stress factor of our respondents here about their finances, why do you think they're so stressed?
Finances are very complicated. You know, credit is one of the areas involved in managing your finances well. And the big thing about credit is your credit score. It's a three-digit number that, to a lot of people, they don't know exactly what that means. And so it's important that they go out and learn more about that score. And one of the ways they can do that is to get a tool or an app like CreditWise, which is free to download for anyone, whether you're a Capital One customer or not. And it can help you know more about your score, see your whole credit report, and get tips for how to improve.
Okay. Just a couple quick tips, only because we have the expert here, Chris. So how can someone improve their credit score?
Well, it all starts with knowing your score. And you can get a free credit report from www.annualcreditreport.com every 12 months. So we always say knowledge is power, and start with knowing what your score is. From there, we encourage everybody to pay your bills on time. This shows lenders you're responsible and trustworthy, and will help you get access to credit in the future, whether you need a new credit card, or you're trying to buy a car, or live the American dream and buy a house. And third, pay as much of your credit card balances as you can each month. It's really important that you pay on time, and if possible, pay the full balance off each month.
Mm-hmm. How long generally does it take to improve your credit score?
Well, it's a process, and so our respondents told us that they know that it's really important to be on top of their score in life's big moments, like buying a car or buying a house. But I would make the claim that it's important to always be on top of your credit, because it does take a while to either build or rebuild your score over time. The longer a credit history is without any negative information, such as a late payment, that's better for everyone.
Okay, so we just need to get in the process, and it could take a little bit of time. So what do you know, as a rule, do you have an idea? I mean, 12, 18 months could be longer, depending on how much damage you sustained with your credit?
That's right. It all depends on each user's circumstances. You know, what I would say is just make sure you take it 1 month at a time, pay off your bills on time, and pay down as much of the balances as possible, and just keep doing that every single month.
Exactly. Was there anything in particular that surprised you from the survey? You know, something you didn't expect?
Well, I think it was a little bit surprising that younger consumers were the most optimistic about their financial futures. So over half of millennials responded by saying that they thought they'd be better off a year from now, with only 6% thinking that they would be worse off. So while they are the ones just starting out their financial and credit journeys, it's great to hear that optimism coming out from our younger respondents.
Well, that's great. Well, explain to our audience how CreditWise works, and is it really free, Chris?
Yes. So CreditWise is fully free, and one of the great things about it is it's available for anyone, whether you're a Capital One customer or not. You can go to creditwise.com or download the app in the App Store or Google Play Store, and the app will provide you with free access to your credit score from TransUnion. It gets updated every 7 days. You can see your whole credit report. It gives you how to improve. And one of the features I really love is the credit simulator, which I use to figure out what will happen to my score before it even occurs. So if I'm about to pay off a car loan, I can see what the impact of that will be to my credit score.
That's great. We're talking with Chris Gatz. He's the head of Credit Wise with Capital One, committed to helping people use credit wisely, as you can tell, to improve the financial well-being of millions of Americans. In his role, Chris oversees business strategy and product development for Credit Wise, a free credit monitoring tool that helps people understand, improve, and protect their credit. What's the number one tip, Chris? I mean, you're dealing with this all the time, and I'm a Pareto principle kind of guy. You know, you might be familiar with that 20% can give you 80% of the yield and make the biggest impact. In your experience, what is the number one tip you can give to people who are building their credit?
Yeah, so, Bill, for me, the number one tip is to really take ownership over your credit, and it starts with knowing your score. So going to annualcreditreport.com once a year, getting a free app like CreditWise that enables you to track it on a regular basis. Knowledge is power, as I said earlier, and just knowing what your score is allows you to take those steps that will help improve and know when anything bad happens so that you can try and right the ship.
Exactly. And it's important to monitor because sometimes, I've found some things have snuck on and go, wait a minute, what is that all about? You know, and so, you know, you've got to appeal and, you know, challenge a false report. And that's, it takes a little bit of time, but it's not impossible, right?
That's exactly right. And CreditWise will give you all the steps you need to take if anything does pop up that's inaccurate on your credit report.
Mm-hmm. So it's right there in the app itself, right?
That's correct. So you can review your report, see if anything looks off, and if so, CreditWise will tell you who to contact in order to correct that information.
See, don't you love it when Capital One gives you another reason to love them, right? To give you this kind of powerful tool. This is absolutely awesome. And I got to imagine every time somebody comes in contact with this app, they go, oh, thank you, Capital One, huh?
That's absolutely right. We have tens of millions of users, and we're helping them monitor and improve their credit every day.
Well, again, just to summarize here as we wrap things up in this last minute together, Chris, remind people of the most important things they need to do and where they can go for more information.
Absolutely. So, Bill, I thank you for letting me be here. First, know your credit score. You can get that free annual report from annualcreditreport.com. I encourage everyone to download a free app like CreditWise, which is available at creditwise.com or in the App Store or Google Play Store. Pay your bills on time, and then pay down as much of your balance as you can each month to show that you are a great person that lenders would want to loan money to.
Well, it's National Get Smart About Credit Day, and Chris Gatz has been here to teach us and give us some tips, and make sure you download that app and know your score, and then start watching it rise, and we'll all watch it rise together. Hey, Chris, again, thank you so much for being with us. Have a great day.
Thanks so much, Bill. Appreciate it.
Dan Perkins here with your songs and stories for soldiers, veterans tip of the day. Did you get a flu shot last year? If you answered no, you don't have an excuse this year. The VA and Walgreens have teamed up to make flu shots free for veterans. Here's your veterans tip of the day. Protect yourself by getting a flu shot at Walgreens for free. Protect yourself. Get a flu shot. Last year, 80,000 Americans died from flu. The life you save just might be your own. This is Dan Perkins with your songs and stories for soldiers, veterans tip of the day.
Filling an opening at your company means more than just finding an employee. You're looking for a fit, a match. Robert Half understands that. We know you need someone who can do the work, someone who complements your culture. And, of course, you need that someone fast. When it all comes together, it makes for a perfect fit. Satisfaction guaranteed. Robert Half, the matching experts in accounting, finance, IT, legal, marketing, and administrative staffing. Visit roberthalf.com for more information.
You know, most people don't know they're missing the most important nutritional components in their diet. You know, if we really want to feel good and not miss work and get the most of each day, then we need the immune and growth factors in bovine colostrum. As a newborn, colostrum passes on immunity from our mother's lineage. It helps our body recognize when we're under attack and fights all those nasty microbes we're exposed to from birth. But the most important job colostrum does for newborns is to seal our GI tract. Unfortunately, It doesn't stay sealed. Leaky gut affects 8 out of 10 people, passing undigested foods, germs, and toxins into our bloodstream. It happened to me and caused unbelievable trauma to my immune system and gut. Fortunately, Sovereign Laboratories Colostrum LD can help. Taken daily as part of a healthy lifestyle, Colostrum LD can help you feel good every day. I feel great on this product. To learn more, go to PreventLeakyGut.com. That's PreventLeakyGut.com.
Tahibo Tea Club's original Pure Pau D'Arco Super Tea comes from the only tree in the world that fungus doesn't grow on. So it naturally has antifungal, antiviral, antibacterial, anti-infection, anti-inflammation, and anti-parasite properties. But maybe more importantly, Tahibo Tea Club's original Pure Pau D'Arco Super Tea builds corpuscles in the blood which carry oxygen to our organs and cells. Our organs and cells need oxygen to regenerate themselves. The immune system needs oxygen to develop, and cancer happens to die in oxygen. The tea is great for healthy people, and it can truly be miraculous for someone fighting a potentially life-threatening disease due to an infection, diabetes, or cancer. Tahibo Tea Club's original Pure Pau D'Arco Super Tea is only $34.95 plus shipping. Order now at ShopSuperTea.com or call 818-984-6100. That's ShopSuperTea.com or call 818-984-6100. ShopSuperTea.com.
You've been hearing Dr. Wallach talking about 90 essential nutrients, keeping the body healthy. GCNteam.com now has Beyond Tangy Tangerine Tablets, 60 plant-derived minerals, 16 vitamins, 12 amino acids, packed in a powerful tablet. But that's not it. 160,000 auric points, a knockout punch to free radicals. Call 877-878-4203 or go to GCNteam.com. That's 877-878-4203.
The final phase of extermination is set to commence now. And as population die-off becomes evident, you know it is the time of punishment in all that is written. The cover for mass die-off is evolution and global warming frauds, also used as false proof of their Christ. They are from the lines that were disinherited 2,000 years ago. Now they claim to be his Christ based upon blood type, DNA, and long lifespan. Go to unveilingthem.com. That's UNVEILING them.com.
Someone once said, live free or die, right? Bill Martinez, live.
In silence of mountains and crashing off.
We're back with the America, 14 minutes before the top of the hour. For more information on the show, it comes to you every Monday through Friday, 9 to noon Eastern, 6 to 9 Pacific. Go to BillMartinezLive.com. Well, imagine working hard to earn or achieve something. Then after you get it, you're told you got to give it up. You got to give it all away in the name of fairness. That principle is at the very heart of socialism. And as Joe Sixpack says, that sucks. The only wicked people who benefit are the ones who take from achievers and give to deadbeats. That, Joe Sixpack, is not the American way.
Absolutely not. But the problem is that now I don't call them schools anymore. I call them government socialist indoctrination camps.
Mm-hmm.
They're telling kids precisely that. You know, it's funny, the way I brought my kids up, I explained to them the difference between welfare and charity, and explained how welfare operates. Is if you work really hard in school and get all A's, and a little punk over there doesn't do any homework, goes out and plays kickball every night instead of doing his homework, and he gets a D, well, we'll give you both a C, split the difference, and everybody's a winner. How do you like that?
Right.
You should have seen the faces look like a storm cloud has just passed over.
Exactly. Well, that's the bottom line of all this stuff. And how, as you say, these indoctrination centers, these higher alleged schools, institutions of learning that have indebted our kids and turned them into indentured servitude servants. I mean, here they are. What are we, $1.6 trillion in tuition debt? And so now the answer by Bernie Sanders and Elizabeth Warren is, hey, we'll just wipe it off. Oh, you're going to wipe off 1.6. Where is that money going to come from?
I mean, you just can't just get an eraser and erase $1.6 trillion. Somebody's going to have to pay for that. And so now we're back to lesson one of what you explained to your kids, saying this is how this works, right?
Absolutely, yeah. And, you know, that's the point that, you know, that they never make. There's never an explanation for that part because it's just nothing but a lie.
Mm-hmm.
So much of it are lies. But, you know, nothing for free. We all grew up here in that. There's no free lunch. But these kids are being told that socialism is going to provide that for them somehow. And the real lie is that it's exactly what you alluded to. This society is structured to keep people in debt, whether it's student loans, mortgages, whatever, credit cards. That's why they push them so heavily, is to keep you in debt. So the common person is always scrambling, and they're, in effect, a slave.
It's all about control, and you've got these ruling elites that want to be in control because they get to move the cheese around. They get to do whatever they darn well please at the expense of the everyday man and woman in Main Street America that now looks at a debt of $23 trillion, and without any hesitation of conscience, Joe, do they come back and say, hey, we're sorry, we're going to do something about it? No, they just keep doubling down. These politicians, you know, it's like the disease of more that Pat Riley wrote about many years ago. They just need more money. They're just, you know, their idea is that we could fix all of America's ill if we had more time and more money. Well, where is that going to come from?
No, right. But, you know, I think you hit on it by using the term politicians. I don't distinguish much between Democrats and Republicans.
Mm-hmm.
I think if more people, like if more kids were told, don't worry about Democrats, Republicans. It's really about them versus us. And that's why they all hate Trump, because he's not beholden.
Right.
And it's very simple to get this message to kids. And that's why the Republicans aren't even trying to get the kids, because they're part of the problem. They're just playing a role. There's a horse and pony show that goes on when the TV cameras are rolling. And then once those get flipped off, they're glad to have each other and going out to dinner together.
Right.
So, I mean, that's all part of this equation. And I think if people understood that fact, and treated the whole situation thus, we would not have the level of vitriol that we have in today's political discourse, because mm-hmm. they've set us against each other.
Exactly.
Rich versus poor, black versus white, thin versus mm-hmm. fat, you know, the list goes on.
Right.
Identity politics. That's what it's all about.
Well, and look what Trump
did to the kids.
Yeah. And look what Trump has done. To your point of all this, he's pulled back the shroud. I mean, it's all before your eyes. So what do you want to do with it now? What are you going to do about it? Are you going to come alongside? Because we have a champion for the people like Joe. In my lifetime, we've not had a president like this. That, to your point, exactly, he's not beholden to K Street and all the traditional political cocktail parties and the cocktail jet setters. He is all about the American people. And if not Donald Trump, then who even comes close to being concerned about, you know, the goals for the American people?
The answer would be nobody.
Right.
And, you know, I've been railing for 15 years now that we don't need another politician in the White House. We need a businessman. And now we see, you know, you remember under that guy that we had the two terms before,
mm-hmm.
That mealy mouth answer that came from him. Well, the days of 4% growth are over.
Yes.
The only thing that he didn't finish the statement by saying, under my way of doing things.
Right.
And so you get a businessman in there and you see that, no, actually that's very achievable. And he did it in very short order. I was very happy with that. I was afraid he'd drag his feet a little bit like Reagan did, but he did.
No, once you got the foot of legalized, you know, American, the American Federation off the throats of the American people, Joe, they're like you and me. I mean, we just go out there and produce. We go make things happen. And that's what it's all about. And this is what Donald Trump did. He got, you know, government regulation nation out of the way, and the people started producing. And then also what happened is, I mean, forget about D.C. I was watching, you know, the World Series the other night, and the president was there in Washington. He was there, you know, to watch the Nationals. And they get a close-up of him in the box, and they start booing and, you know, yelling, lock him up, lock him up. And I go, well, what do you expect? That's D.C. D.C. is
right.
Upset because, you know, they were making their money all along. I mean, it's no big difference to them. But if you go to, you go to Texas and go to Houston, and those people, you know, see Donald Trump and they're cheering because they're looking at their 401ks and they're seeing that they're making money. They know their hourly wages have gone up. They're having fun again. And also they start seeing that border wall being constructed and they go, whoa, this guy is serious.
Yeah. Yeah, and I think I agree with everything you said, so I won't, you know, waste time on that. But I think really importantly, I think a message that needs to be sent to the kids is that, you know, socialism is a false construct. It's man-made. Capitalism, and it doesn't account for human greed or self-interest, and that's the problem with it. Capitalism is like nature. It does. You don't get the wild chaos of free thinking under socialism like you do under capitalism. That's why you don't get any great inventions coming out of Europe. You know, they can take, you know, Swiss, for example, can take anything we come up with. They'll pull it apart, understand it, put it back together. It'll be 3 times faster, 5 times more efficient, but they'll never have the original idea.
Exactly.
And I think that's a very important point to point out to the kids. This is free thinking. This is stultification over here. You're not going to get anywhere this way. You know, and I know that kids don't read much anymore. So the idea is not that I think kids are going to buy this book. I think guys like me are going to go buy 4 or 5 for $10 a pop and hand them out to our nieces and nephews and kids and grandkids. And just, you know, are they going to convert on the spot? No. But as they grow up and they see what's going on, are they going to start thinking for themselves? And that's the point.
Right.
The whole point of this book is you think for yourself and exercise common sense. Look at the facts, figure it out, who's benefiting, where's the money flowing? And use your own head. Don't listen.
Look at the evidence. I mean, historical evidence. It's empirical. You're out of the realm of the theoretical. I mean, this is what socialism, where socialism thrives. It thrives when things aren't nailed down and they're fluid. This is why these instructors, you know, they don't want to be hampered by the facts. Let's keep it in the realm of the theoretical because then they're not accountable. But critical thinkers hold them accountable, Joe.
Yeah, but the problem is, exactly to your point, schools do not, and that's why I call them government socialist indoctrination camps, they do not teach kids how to think anymore. They simply tell them what to think. And the things that they tell them to think are not good, where a kid can come in wearing a mass murderer on a T-shirt in the form of Che Guevara.
Right.
But if somebody comes in with a deplorable shirt on, they're asked not to wear it anymore or they're sent home. So it's complete thought control.
Yeah, somehow it's an offense because you wear a red hat that says you want America, which means the neighbor, the person right there in the classroom with you, to realize their greatness. And that's a bad thing, huh?
Right, exactly. Yep, success is evil. You know, don't try hard. Don't try to get ahead and don't try to better your situation in life because they want everybody. You know, they did this to the black community with the passage of the Civil Rights Act. LBJ used to call it the N Act, and he said when Daniel Patrick Moynihan, Democrat out of New York, argued against the thing would destroy the black community, LBJ's answer was, I'll have those N's voting Democrat for the next 200 years.
Exactly.
And from what I've seen so far, he's largely right. You know, there are some conservative black people, but they're derided by the rest of them. As, you know, but all that is a dependent class. That's what the immigration is about. Bring them in and get them stuck on the government tip. It's another dependent class for the socialists.
Well, his brand new book, Socialism Sucks Your Money from Your Pocket. I'm telling you, this is, knowledge is power, ladies and gentlemen. And, in this information age in which we live in, and as well equipped as our young people are in utilizing the internet, challenge them. Challenge them to look up the facts. The evidence is empirical. We're outside of the theoretical. There's enough history on socialism, and this book will help them on that road, available at all the usual places, right, Joe?
Yep, and Amazon.
There it is, and we'll link it on our website at BillMartinezLive.com. Joe Sixpack, always an honor to have you with us, buddy. You're always welcome here, so let's keep up the conversation, okay?
Thank you, my good man. I appreciate it. Absolutely.
Heart disease is on the rise. Clogged arteries, high blood pressure, and high cholesterol levels may not be fully detected by you, but the symptoms are there. Loss of energy, blood sugar spikes and drops, poor circulation, and irregular heartbeat are just a few of these that can alert you that something is wrong. Hear how Heart and Body Extract is making a difference in thousands of people's lives across America.
My blood pressure has normalized. My diabetes has totally improved.
Everyone is telling me now how much healthier I look, and I'm telling everyone how much healthier I feel. I recommend Heart and Body Extract to everyone.
Anybody over 40 in the North American continent should be using this product as a preventative to keep their cardiovascular system healthy.
Order your two-month supply today by calling 866-295-5305. That's 866-295-5305. Or order online, hbextract.com. Heart and Body Extract, 866-295-5305 or hbextract.com.